Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us. Hello.
That was a wild noise. It was like a gong.
I was just adjusting the microphone.
Well, I think it's an excellent start.
Well, it told me we weren't recording it, so we'll see.
Well, it'll always be in my heart.
Do you want to drink some sodas?
Yeah, I think I'm excited and not excited at the same time.
I am decently excited and also at the same time. Not very much at all.
What do we have?
Tonight we have the newest limited edition Coca-Cola flavor, Coca-Cola Ultimate. It says it is Plus XP flavored. Is that a video game term?
Yeah.
And then we have the Sprite Limonade Legacy, celebrating 50 years of hip hop.
It's gonna be interesting.
I am excited, and I like the color of the can.
Honestly, it's like very cute. Should we start there?
Okay.
So it says, this one doesn't have like a guessing factor, a lemon, lime, strawberry, and lemonade flavored soda.
With other natural flavors.
Oh, sorry. I did stop reading. Now, I could not find this in like a diet or a zero. So I've got full Sprite Limonade Legacy.
Me too. Did you get yours in a bottle or cans?
I got cans. I've got thousands of cans.
I got cans too, and I felt pretty okay with this one. I figured I probably will like it.
Okay, I'm gonna open mine.
Okay, me too.
You'll be pumped to know mine's cold.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
I don't know why I was expecting this to be pink on, you know, on the inside.
I did think that too. Anything strawberry is usually pink.
This just looks like Sprite.
Ready?
Yep. Cheers.
Cheers.
I love that.
There's a lot going on. I'm not putting it past them that they're not straight up seeing what works in the Coke freestyle and then making it into drinks.
You do enjoy a flavored Sprite. Have you made something like this before?
I love that Sprite Zero and then whatever's available. And I do think that I've had like a berry at least, but definitely not then with a double lemon because it's lemon, lime, lemon. I don't know. It was not exactly as I expected. It was almost like the pink thing for you. It tasted a little different, but I thought it was nice.
I really loved it. I was hoping, I love a sparkling lemonade. Like that's a big, I love lemonade in general. And a sparkling lemonade is such a treat. And this tasted like a really good sparkling lemonade, but you also got the strawberry in there. It was a lot of flavors. Like you said, a lot going on.
It's a lot of words just to describe it. And do you think that it is celebrating hip hop?
I am curious how,
I've seen
but
people on the commercial, but that's it.
I mean, I'm happy to know that I'm doing my part to celebrate 50 years of hip hop by enjoying this beverage.
What do you think you'd like to give it?
I'm starting out of the gate wild. I'm giving it a 9.
Sarah.
It's so tasty, and I'm going to not offer to share this, even though it's full sugar.
Wow. I tell you what, it is not too sweet, I don't think.
No, not at all.
I think I'm gonna go 7. I liked it plenty lovely.
Was it a little sour for you?
No.
That was my first thought was, oh no, it's a little tart.
You know, it's really not. I think the strawberry saves it a lot there. I certainly
That's
could
good.
have had that reaction.
Oh, I've started out really high just to, I'm sure, bring us really low again.
I mean, this could be the one that they figured out.
Elizabeth sent me a TikTok that was basically, why do they keep making these? They all taste bad. And why do we keep trying them? And it echoed my sentiments completely, yet here we are.
I wonder when they'll stop, like how many it'll be.
I mean, again, like the TikTok said, we keep buying it. So
We're not teaching them a lesson.
we're not. But it
So who
can't be that, I don't know, financially lucrative for them to keep doing these small batches that are not good.
It's truly confusing. I'm trying to pop onto our history. So we've definitely most recently done the Rosalia one, and that one was not great. And Dream World.
Ugh, that one was bad.
Starlight. I feel like that one was the least awful.
I attempted to drink more of that one after we recorded. And then marshmallow. I didn't have marshmallow that was not marshmallow flavored.
Yeah, it was like strawberry kiwi or something. I had that one separately, not on the pod, and I remember thinking it was quite sweet.
Have you seen what this one, what XP flavored means?
No, I did a little Google search and then I closed it so that it would not influence my guess, but that I could access the information quickly.
Okay, I also have not looked it up.
Ooh. Okay, so let's increase our XP.
Okay.
I have a tiny can.
I have a bottle, and you got this in zero, right?
Yeah.
I have, again, full sugar because, you know, when I locate it, I gotta buy it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh wait, I wanted to say that I think the coloring of this can is exactly like their caffeine-free coloring.
Yes.
And that might confuse some like old people.
Oh no, they're gonna get wired and think that their Coke is bad. I'm projecting. I don't know. It might be great.
Smells fruity.
Fine.
Fine and fruity. Okay.
Okay.
Bubble gum.
Yeah.
The first taste is fruity, and it has just a tiny bit of a finish that I don't know what it is. Like the one that was minty at the end. That's not happening, but any thoughts? I'm going back to the website.
I also felt like there was a little, I don't know, banana
Yeah.
ish.
Wait, what? Oh, hold on. Before I look that up, what are the flavors in bubble gum?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought it was bubble gum flavored.
Okay. The strawberry, banana, and punch is a typical bubble gum flavor.
Interesting.
So I think that would make sense for the banana-y. Now, what is it actually? Coca-Cola Ultimate, according to, oh yeah, I always trust Taste of Home. A lightly tropical, almost floral scent that isn't as chemical as some of the other flavors. I would agree with that.
I would agree because the others did have a definite aftertaste that I'm not getting.
Okay, now I want to go back because then they were going off on a tangent about cinnamon vanilla.
Bet that would be delicious.
I'm not seeing anything definitive, so I think we just get to decide.
From tastingtable.com. At first, we thought it tasted like cherry, but then a whole bouquet of mixed fruit hit our palate. There was a noticeable bubblegum-like aftertaste. We also picked up strong tropical element that was reminiscent of bananas.
We're so good at this.
We are really good at this.
Oh, it's also launching in release of Riot Games League of Legends, which we're big fans of.
I know all about it.
Did I say League of
You
Lemons?
did.
That's how big of a fan we are. League of Legends. Okay, not as dreadful as I thought. Definitely not as nice as the Sprite. So I have to make the Sprite an 8 now so that I can give this a 6 and not sound like a buffoon.
I had a feeling some adjustments wouldn't be need to be made. I'm gonna give it a 5. It wasn't super offensive. I mean, aside from the fact that it, gave us hints of two of my least favorite flavors. But it, I mean, combined with Coke, not so terrible.
I had because I had gotten a little pack. Maddie's friend Bruno had one and was hoping that we would try it faster than we did. So I said, Matt, just please have one. And it gave him a headache. So I'm
Oh
hoping that
no.
does not happen. But I'll go in and adjust the score if need. You'll get one tiny little clip sent to edit in that just says Elizabeth's adjusted score.
Kind of look forward to it, but I don't want you to get a headache.
I hope so. Goodbye. Okay. Well, we've certainly tried much worse. So, not bad.
One of our least offensive soda tastings in a while.
Well done, Coca-Cola. Can't wait to sit atop your rooftop bar.
Do you have any thumbs up?
I do. Number one, just a real quick music one, Maisie Peters' new album, The Good Witch. Cute as ever. If you're looking for some like soft British pop, I would recommend. Put a little check mark.
Got it.
What about you?
I have like 1.5. Also music. Drew Holcomb's latest album, Strangers No More. I haven't listened to him in a while. I don't know why I stopped listening. But I happened upon a billboard congratulating him on his new album release. And I was like, oh, I should check it out. And I'm so glad it did. It's, you know, folksy, Americana, a lot of Tom Petty influence.
Ooh.
It's just fun. It's nice to listen to while you're driving.
That sounds great. Thank you for suggesting that.
And then the half, it's a tentative thumbs up. Secret Invasion. All I kept wanting to say was Nick Fury.
I would have known exactly what you were talking about. I will second your tentativeness.
The first two episodes had me interested. I watched them both, barely looked at my phone or did anything else. But Marvel shows have failed us before.
But they've also rocked our socks.
This is true.
Well, after I was devastated at the end of the first episode, I was like, okay, I'll go back in. But I actually, my whole week is messed up because of the 4th of July. So I did not watch this week's yet.
I have not watched this week's either, but I possibly will tonight or tomorrow. Yeah, the first episode really hurt me. But that person is credited with 6 episodes, so we'll at least see flashbacks, I'm guessing.
Oh, good.
I don't know.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
My other thumbs up is a book, Fourth Wing. Have you seen
that? I've not heard of that.
I'll tell you the exact thing that I saw. It was dragons, and I said, no, thank you. And then guess where they're at?
A school.
They're at a war college. They're at a school for dragon people that ride dragons. And I really loved it. It felt like reading Hunger Games. It felt like reading Divergent. It was like so 2010s, and just I devoured it. And it came out in May, I think, but the sequel comes out in November, which is the kids these days won't even actually. It's a new adult book, so kids should not read it. But to not have to wait that long is nuts.
I will definitely check it out because I am always looking for a way to recreate how I felt when I read Hunger Games and Divergent.
And if you don't like it that much, that's going to be okay. But maybe give that to me softly, please.
Okay. I'll keep it to myself.
I've been watching like a ton of TV, but it's just like I watched The Last Thing He Told Me, which I thought was like a fun drama book adaptation, but not thumbs up-y, you know? It's too late.
Yeah.
I'm finally watching the third season, the newest season of Party Down. That came out like 3 years ago. I don't need to bring, you know. But so I'm watching some like good TV. I just am getting to it a little late.
I am just continuing, I mean, what we've already been watching. Still enjoying How I Met Your Father.
It's cute every single week.
As I was sitting down to watch it yesterday, I thought, this is not at all How I Met Your Mother.
Correct.
At all. But it's fun, and I like watching it.
I'm happy for them. I hope it's kind of they're like a 20 plus episode season. Like Hulu believes in it.
Yeah. I hope they get at least one more because that's always the fear with a Hulu show is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's never really any buzz that makes you positive there will be another one. And then the other two ended.
I had seen some discourse that it started off pretty slow but found its footing, and I love the whole thing.
Yep. I was hooked from the first episode. And I feel like they knew it was the end. They really tied up loose
Yeah.
ends, and I was happy. I was pleased with it.
Good for them. I hope they all do really good things. I hope Chase Dreams has a really good career.
Even though he has that tattoo.
Oh my. Yeah, so until the real wall will hit for a lack of television, I'm having a good time. And I'm so excited for movies and stuff that are coming out.
I know. We're about to have a lot of fun.
I think so. I've got some things on the de I don't I think that I thumbs upped it a long time ago when I read Red, White, and Royal Blue, but the trailer came out today and I had seen a lot about how they didn't have any chemistry, but I think they look like they love each other.
I last week saw No Hard Feelings, and I thought it was cute, like
I liked it.
perfectly, like a perfectly good rom-com. I had a fun time. I like seeing her have fun.
I'm gonna straight up do my hair like her in different ways the entire time we're on our trip.
Oh, good.
I was like, I love these like two little things off to the side. I like this. I like that. I was looking up little notes.
She
Andy,
looked
my friend,
great.
is a star, and I was very happy for him. Yeah, I thought it was cute. I've been to the movies a few times as of late, and I. Nobody else in my theater laughed, but I laughed when he was swimming up to her and he was kicking his feet so much.
I giggled. One, I knew the minute he came on screen that you, if you didn't already love him, you were about to love him. He is your type. And also, I was a big fan of the runtime. It
Yes.
was nice and short.
Hi, Lily. I still don't have food. I'm so sorry. Yeah, he won the Jimmy Awards the same year that Renee Rapp did, and for some reason, I am so invested in those two. It's wild. Just give me
Should
a few.
I blame you for being on Jimmy Awards TikTok?
I would say that's fair.
Because it is like every time I log on, I'm like, ooh, musical theater. Oh, it's these kids again.
Yeah, it's
There's
a.
so many.
They do all those medleys and then they do their solos. It's a lot.
It is, but they're very talented.
Hold on. This dog is really giving me the what for, so we might have to wrap up. I apologize. Can you hear her? She sounds.
I can. She sounds pitiful. Loki's giving me the cold shoulder.
Well, I might prefer that. Okay, chill out while I wrap this up. Anyway, I can't wait to see Barbie and I'd like to see Joyride. And I've been trying to see Past Lives, but it's only playing like an hour away from me.
Yeah, that was my other option to go see tomorrow. And I feel like I need to before it's gone, but also I really want to see Indiana Jones, so.
I think you're gonna know if you're in the mood for one or the other.
Well, this was fun, short and sweet.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be too bad editing. Do not come closer to my mic.
Come on the mic. Come on the show.
Lily, do you have something to say? Okay, I will go downstairs with you in a second. Sorry, sir.
Back to our saying goodbyes. This was great. I enjoyed drinking these sodas, and I'm gonna finish that lemonade tonight.
I think I might have it with my dinner.
And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah.
Bye, bye, Lily.
Bye. We can go downstairs now.